Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about May being Beef Month.
Absolutely, Ron. As the grilling season kicks off with May as Beef Month, it's a perfect time to check out the Oklahoma Beef Council's new Oklahoma Beef Directory. This directory has more than 30 ranches on it and more being added all the time. Each listing has a way to reach the ranch online, and many have websites where you can order individual beef cuts. Several ranches also offer the chance to purchase shares of beef, such as halves and quarters. That works well when you're looking to stock your freezer. The directory is organized by county, so you can easily find a ranch near you. To check out the beef directory, visit oklabeef.org. Ranchers who would like to list their ranch on the directory will also find a link to an application on the website. For all those times consumers reach out to us asking to buy beef from a local rancher, we are excited to offer this resource for beef farmers and ranchers and, of course, consumers.
Thanks, Heather. The Oklahoma Beef Directory, a great resource for consumers and producers alike. You can get more information by going to oklabeef.org.
The World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, came out Friday. We heard from Allendale's Rich Nelson, who gives us an update.
As far as a corn discussion for the day, we did see a little bearish discussion. USD did cut export sales on the old crop side by 75 million bushels, and therefore we now have old crop stocks up to 1.417, so certainly a bit higher than the average trade estimate here. New crop stocks, of course, with trend yield and with those March planting numbers, 2.222 billion bushels. So this is the largest in 7 years as far as stocks, largest stocks to use in 5 years. So right now, at least for a starting point, a little negative discussion on the corn side. Discussions for soybeans here today, as far as old crop balance sheet changes, just a small 5 million bushel increase for imports. They really didn't touch the problem as far as export sales. So a little disappointing on that end. New crop stocks, 335 million bushels, of course, representing trend yield and those March acreage numbers. So right now for corn and soybeans, the discussion is, let's try and get this market posting some yield concerns. And that will be really more of a summer weather issue. Biggest issue we're kind of watching for today was actually on the wheat side. I think the trade was a bit relieved to see that USDA did not hit the export sales numbers for old crop like they could have, left those unchanged. But the new crop numbers, certainly with the small unexpected production, which was posted, 1.659, this was quite a bit lower than the trade estimate here. And certainly with a smaller stock number, 556, they are right now implying some tightness of supply for the U.S. balance sheet, at least.
What did we see for cotton in this report?
So our focus on this discussion was cotton was, well, how much of a decline in production will we see this year or if any? Keep in mind, we're starting out with planted acres down 2.5 million. So they are using those numbers posted here on that March report. One thing which traders might also kind of point out is they did have, in this case, even though a smaller planting, keep in mind, last year had a lot of abandonment. So even though we had smaller planting this year, they are assuming a normal abandonment. So believe it or not, higher harvested acres. And that's why production in this case, 15.5 million bales. That is over last year's 14.5. Now filtered through these numbers as far as stocks 3.5 million last year, now 3.3. So on the positive side, yes, a larger production this year because we'll have higher harvested acres. But on the positive side, smaller stocks.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson on the latest WASDE report, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
A busy summer ahead at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, including their 2023 Sporting Clay Shoot on June 23rd at Cedar Gate in Kingfisher.
July 21st and 22nd, you'll want to be at the Embassy Suites in Norman for the 71st Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show.
And the OCA asks you to save the date for the 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 18th and 19th, happening once again at the Lazy E Arena. More details on these events and more about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association available at okcattlemen.org.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.